A brand new CD of music by composer Mark Blitzstein arrived in the mail the other day. Blitzstein is known for music theater, especially the 1930s agitprop piece The Cradle Will Rock, but this is early concert music that no one has ever heard. First Life, Mark Blitzstein, is the latest in around a dozen absolutely essential CDs put out over the last many years by the West Coast group Other Minds. The early Blitzstein music shows us another side of a completely unconventional cultural character. Maybe not so surprising that Blitzstein, who devoted much of his professional life to creating flaming leftist propaganda, was fooling around in the avant-garde. His piano percussion music features the piano keyboard cover, slammed open and shut over and over. That's pianist Sarah Cahill, playing as well as opening and shutting. This written just 80 years ago, in 1929. Blitzstein abandoned this sort of abstract, esoteric musical language in favor of something much more broadly social and popular. Or populist, you'd have to say. But it's revealing to hear what he was doing until then. Another advantage of having received this CD was the chance to dig into the Other Minds CD catalog in general. I wanted all of them, immediately. On this label is a reissue of a treasured 1960s LP, the one that introduced us all to the modestly spectacular songs of Ned Roram, with Roram himself accompanying the singers at the piano. The Columbia record, issued in 1964, and featuring splendid performances by Phyllis Curtin, Donald Graham, and others, was allowed to drop out of print. Other Minds picked it up and brought it back.
I am rose, my eyes are blue.
It's thrilling to see this thing again, remastered and with its original Jean Cocteau cover art retained on what is now the CD booklet. Close your eyes and pick one more, and it's music by George Antheil, another renegade American. Other Minds produced a CD of his complete works for a string quartet. This presto from the 1922 quartet Lithuanian Night just shimmers.
Text sound.
The label rescued another out-of-print LP. In this case, a celebrated anthology of American text sound pieces by the likes of John Cage, Robert Ashley, and Aram Saroyan.
Crickets, 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 crickets.
These artists were fooling around with spoken word music, as Charles Amerkanian's notes remind us, before rap, poetry slams, or Laurie Anderson put sounds like these on the map.
She was no longer Lily Star in the street, the street.
Pick another, and you think, why not arrange Rachmaninoff's Paganini variations for pianola, a foot-operated player piano? Rex Lawson did, along with music by Ludoslavsky, Handel, and Arthur Sullivan. That music is now available as a CD of premier pianola recordings in collaboration with the Pianola Institute. The recording represents the first CD of music for this curiosity, and it does have a slightly otherworldly quality to it. Humanly mechanical. A pleasure of the Other Minds catalog is that they are interested in the modern, but also in the history of the modern. The group, which presents concerts, radio, and new music events on the West Coast, was founded in 1992 and survives through contributions and foundation support. Through them, we hear not only what is new now, but what was in the forefront in other generations. Music by the poet Ezra Pound, for example, which he put together with some degree of help from George Antheil. Antheil emerges as an obsession of other minds. They've made a mission out of putting Antheil's work in its proper place, and their collections offer the rare opportunity to listen to his work at great length. There's something poignant about a lot of it. But it doesn't stop there, of course. There are the microtonal ragas of John Cage. There is a collection of music of the Pacific Rim. And there are the fantastic studies for player piano of Conlon Nancarrow, a genuine American eccentric who casually mixed jazz rhythms, classical styles, and complex meters. Some of Nancarrow's numerous works have become well known in the last 30 years. Not so known are some of the lost and last works, including this prelude. And on this CD, there's a 1977 interview with the composer.
For years, I'd been obsessed with this idea of player pianos and, I mean, somehow to do it on it. And I went to New York and...
Although Other Minds is devoted to new music, it's a bit of a throwback, in a good way. It's reminiscent of labels like Nonesuch and others who established themselves with a personal identity, a real brain and spirit behind them. Other Minds is smaller, of course, and it's a non-profit, but it has that same personal atmosphere. Where else could you hear this sweet Antheil melody? The group sponsors great festivals and concerts, lectures and gatherings, almost all in Northern California. It's hard for us poor Northeasterners to get to those, but the CDs are available to all. This is just to say I'm buried in them at the moment, and I'm glad they're there. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkill.